Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ram Kha.
And I am Kira Ra, and we are just so delighted to welcome you here on this truly extraordinary big hummingbird weekend and week ahead. There is so much to share, and we are so glad that you are here. Now, we have been working. Sri, my beloved, has been working for quite a bit here trying to make sure we are broadcasting everywhere.
We are at
official Sri and Kira YouTube, where you can also chat. We are also at onenesstalkradio.com, where there is also live chat. And, of course, we are over at bbsradio.com, iHeartRadio, all of the affiliates all the way around the world.
And Facebook.
Hey, can't forget that. That's our Oneness Talk Radio Facebook. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And, beloved angels, we really, first and foremost, with all of our heart, want to just say thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for this opportunity to connect with you. You know, the journey has been quite extraordinary this week and this past weeks, and is building in the momentum. And remember that I'm watching our call board already fill up, but jump in.
Please
517-208-1500. Again, 517-208-1500. You do get to listen to the show while you're on hold. And please just remember that when we do announce you on the air, try to turn down that volume so that we can get a nice clear connection when we bring you into the show. And quite a few people in the call board already, but hey, all of these calls are selected energetically, and it's not about you and it's not about us. It's about what the universe is wanting all of us as this extraordinary divine community that we are to collectively share, collectively experience, and collectively grow with. Because, Sri, we're at such a powerful moment, you know, and I think for everyone that wasn't with us yesterday, we really should kind of like jump back to last Tuesday night. That full moon, right?
Yes,
that July 16 full moon wow moment. Wow.
You know, we were very close to the equator on that beautiful full moon.
We actually flew up to Quito, Ecuador, to be closer to be like pretty much right at the equator.
And the energy leading up to that grand culmination moment, or maybe it was a grand beginning moment.
Every culmination is a beginning, is it not?
We had so many obstacles and resistance and complications, and everything was like treading through a Velcro swimming pool. You know, and yet the spiritual lesson, the reminder is, with tenacity,
yes,
we move forward. When we are easily dismissed, when we are easily afraid, then we tend to move very slowly until we have the moment of moving fast. moment of breakthrough.
Well, exactly. And that is what, you know, let's go back and talk about. So last week, remember, the entire energy of July is what? It's resolution. This is a month about resolution. This is also the month that called forward that revelatory hashtag lineage holder moment. As a matter of fact, let me just throw up the calendar again. Here we are, guys. I'm going to put this up. So for those of you that are watching us on YouTube or Facebook or any of the other places that our video is broadcasting, what you're seeing right now is the 2019 overview, as was gifted through me back in 2018. However, this is the reason I put this back up. Now, number one, if you are in the lineage holder class that we are doing right now, you've already seen the even update of this update, okay?
Right.
And so if you haven't seen it and your heart is calling to see it, join us, all right? There's still time. Join us. But the reason I'm putting this up right now is because if you look at July right there, we are right now just about done with this Mercury retrograde. We have been starting the unwinding process. But this week is about the unwinding of the unwinding, the cycle within the cycle, the revelation of that which has been right in front of you and you didn't see it before. Really peeling away those layers and going, wow, now I see that's been in front of me, but I didn't get it, right? And so we are in that divine moment. And what's happening is that as we come closer to the end of this month, everything, and I mean everything, will be revealed. You will know where you stand clearly in every aspect of your life by the end of this month. And this is becoming more and more important, especially in light of the ensoulment that came through early yesterday morning through the Divine Directors, which if you were with us yesterday at Explore the Mysteries, we had a little bit of a rocky start because I literally slid into this chair as Sri was saying, we've got to go live. And so that was because of this ensoulment. And if you were with us yesterday, then you know we're going to be sharing it with you live today because this ensoulment called forward, and it was on the 20th of July, that what's really going to come forward in August, meaning that all of the collective energy, including the first gathering of the lineage holder expansion, which was July 16th, Tuesday night, all of that energy has come forward to birth what's coming before us. So that's why this is such a powerful week. Yes. And that's how this giant hummingbird energy, isn't he beautiful? That's how this giant hummingbird energy has come forward. It's through this unwinding of the inner process of the unwinding that this beautiful portal of illumination has opened. And the energy that's rising is the energy of the giant hummingbird. And Sri, I know you've got a lot to say and jump in, but I just have to share right before we go any further, right before this show, right before this show. And I actually have a witness here because we have a studio audience of two today. But right before the show,
it is a
full house for us, especially in this studio. Silvana and I out in our courtyard saw a gorgeous giant hummingbird. And my heart soared because I knew it was for you. I knew it was for all of you right now, that beautiful hummingbird, and it was even a different variety than this. And by the way, this beautiful photo was taken by Megan, who was just here at Tosa Blue Mountain for our Cosmic Origins journey in June. And the one that just flew into the courtyard right now was a very different one, but still the big, giant hummingbirds. Mm-hmm. And so if we're ready to see what's right in front of us, it's already starting to be revealed. We're actually in for a beautiful moment.
Well, absolutely. And you know, it's always fun to talk about all the Velcro and the turbulence and the speed bumps, but oftentimes we forget to really honor and celebrate all of the beauty, all of
right?
the synchronicities,
right?
the many miracles that are happening every day in our lives. You know, the hummingbird is a marvelous totem because the hummingbird is always attracted to beauty. The
yeah.
hummingbird is yeah. enjoying the nectar, the sweetness of Mother Gaia. And as a being of ascended mastery, the hummingbird can fly in reverse. That means as we take this in, the hummingbird can
Aww.
Back up, course correct, and keep going forward again. And so
oh,
it's a
yeah.
wonderful energy to inform us, to allow in.
It really is. And, you know, I just want to share, I've been noticing in the chat room a couple of people asking, where can I be watching the video? Just go to YouTube. And when you go to YouTube, type in Official Sri and Kira. That's our YouTube channel where we are broadcasting today. And while
yep.
you're there, just subscribe to the channel and then you'll always be able
you'll
to
get
there. You'll get a notice because we're there every week. Also, if you are a part of Facebook, our Oneness Talk Radio Facebook page is where this is also broadcasting. And Sri, are we broadcasting at Oneness Talk Live Radio as well for
I
the video?
Didn't check it, but we should be.
Okay, and we should also be, if you're at Oneness Talk Radio, which you are because you're in our chat, if you go to the homepage and scroll down the bottom, hopefully we're there too. But thank you for asking. Well, Sri, I want to jump in because of what happened Tuesday night,
yes.
because of the lineage holder experience Tuesday night, we have been flooded with email. And a lot of this email really is very pertinent for what is happening right now, right here. And that email has been very variedied. How's that for a word?
Variety. And by the way, we are broadcasting perfectly at the bottom of the homepage at Oneness Talk Radio. Just
so check. Hopefully you can find us. And we don't mean to make it hard. We're trying to make it as easy as possible. So forgive us. So going back to these emails, the reason I'm wanting to talk about them, and we're going to bring some of these emails in right now and read them on the air as well, and then we will get to the call board. I promise you guys, just hold on, and you should be hearing the show just fine. Many people are saying things like, you know, Kira Ra, you talked about how the last time that we came together was during the culmination of Atlantis, and some people are saying, well, I'm not from Atlantis. Probably not. We're not saying you have to be. This seems to have gotten misunderstood. What we're saying is that just because this might have been an energy that was present on the planet, the culmination of Atlantis, doesn't mean you were physically in Atlantis. You could have been available in many other cosmic forms. And also, this is why Sri and I have been introducing the concept of Tuleya Sularia Olaha. And if you read our book, 2012 Atlantean Revelations, that will explain more of that to you. Mm-hmm. And so the reason that I really wanted to address this email first was because when we limit ourselves to a perspective, then what we're really saying is that we're not ready to dive into the greater vision. And that's really cool. So what's important in that moment is to dive into the vision that you are experiencing. And it's okay if it's dramatically different than what you think we might be saying. Yep. That is so okay. The gift is that you're awake. And the gift is that you are aware. And the gift is that you are exploring. And so explore and allow that discernment to come forward. And in this very week, starting right now, this very powerful, you do realize this is the last full week of this month, right? This is the last framework window of the Mercury retrograde. This is the last full week in the unwinding of the unwinding, in the resolution energy that is coming forward. This is the moment to really pay attention. What is in front of you? Where is your intention? What is engaging you? Where are you being called? And are you free falling into the gift of you? Or are you experiencing resistance that is inviting you to look at things from another experience of a cycle of recognition? It's all good, because if we can lift above it and see the release of the judgment, then we can fly and allow this hummingbird energy to carry us forward. So this is it's a big week, and I think we need to unpack it a little bit.
Well, a little bit. You know, it's important to recognize that when we live from an ascended perspective, that is, as you elevate your consciousness, the context, the lay of the land begins to shift.
Yeah.
And this is why, you know, when we mention Atlantis or any other context for a life expression, you may say yes, or you may say, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Good.
What does matter is that you have a willingness to simply lift a little bit and take a look at yourself as you are experiencing through your context.
Mm-hmm.
As we cultivate that capacity, I kind of refer to it as we multitask. We're both in the experience and watching the experience.
Right.
As we begin to do that, our consciousness then begins to embrace a greater understanding, and we become less whipsawed by the energies of one level alone, one experience alone. And this brings me back to Tuesday.
Please.
Because on Tuesday, one of the things that we were doing as a group, and for those of you, a few of folks have written in and said, hey, I want to get involved. You're still welcome to join us. You can join us the following Tuesday, coming up in 2 days.
Please, just go to shreenkira.com, right on the homepage. You cannot miss it. Lineage Holders Expansion Journey. Click on it. Get in. Join us.
Well, one of the wonderful gifts of being able to lift out of the blinders of the singular experience is that then we begin to experience time differently. Now, to experience time differently is a great freedom, because for the most part, within the density level that we begin our journey at, time is a very linear thing. The past is past, the future is future, and we don't touch either one anymore, but we like to think we do, and everything in the past affects everything in the future, etc. It's very linear. When we begin to lift, you have the capacity to move outside of the direct timeline and begin to realize it's a great circle. Time itself, as we imagine, you pick up the past and the future and you just bend them around.
Pretty fun, huh?
Stand in the center, and now we can be a witness to all. Now, that takes a little practice. However, it is a truth that is waiting to be explored, because with that exploration comes the freedom of being timeless.
And, you know, I love this, Sri, and I want to jump to one of these beautiful emails. And we have so many emails. We have so many people on hold. We have an ensoulment to read. We are going to get to it all.
We're gonna have fun.
I promise you.
Stick around.
This email, the reason why we selected this one is because her sharing that we're going to read right now is really everybody's sharing.
Yes.
And there's a couple of emails that we've selected to read today because they really are the gamut, you know. There is this extraordinary, exquisite opportunity before us all remember June, right? June was about getting into our core, about just being ourselves, relaxing into who we really were, and just allowing that energy to be front and center, to guide us so that we are not hiding. Well, July called in that miracle lineage holder experience. And so that is an ascended presence of the authentic you. Now, to be able to bring that into form and unify that energy together is a massive gift. And mm-hmm. and when we say yes to it, when we let go of our resistance, well, things like this beautiful email that Shree's going to read start happening. So this, we want to read this because we've had so many emails from so many of you that we're trying to really make sure that all of us see the variety and the diversity of the one experience and how we are all working with this together. So I thought this was a great one to begin with.
All right. Well, the subject line is major synchronicities, exclam, such beautiful moments.
Well, we
that's
love it.
For me right there.
I know, we're good.
All right, she writes, Namaste, Shree and Kira. I am sitting here with tears of gratitude, love, and peace. I often feel as though I write to you too much, though I do speak to you often for daily guidance. I receive such clarity from both of you whenever I am in need of guidance, and it's amazing to know that you're always with me, and I can speak with you through my heart at any given time. I wanted to share how excited I am about these wild synchronicities I am experiencing. My birthday was on the Journey to the Core, June 4th,
wow.
which was such a beautiful gift.
Yeah, it was.
And last week, I sat on the doorstep watching little baby birds practice flying from branch to branch around the yard. My beautiful, beloved cat decided to aggressively play with one after it continued to fall. Mm-hmm. However, the bird is okay and was put back into the nest both times it fell. I allowed my music page career to fall a few times. I felt just like that little bird who was learning to fly but kept falling. At times, I've longed to just give up and start a new project or path, though I've decided to keep getting back up like that little bird. After a few falls this month, I've decided to live with my parents until I'm ready to fully fly out of this nest.
Good for you. Good for you.
Clarity is important.
Yeah, that's clarity.
Also,
and courage.
The name I go under for my music is Jenny and the Hummingbird.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, so I must express how excited I've been with the unfolding of this beautiful picture, the synchronicities, the gorgeous energy, the connection I feel to this community. It's absolutely incredible. So incredible.
Mm.
This moment is brilliant. And I want to just extend out so much love to you all for the support thus.
And Jenny sent us a link to her YouTube. So check it out, Jenny. And maybe let's talk about getting you more involved with Oneness Talk Radio. You know, we love featured musicians. So let's see what we can do to help support you as well. And so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so kindly. Because, Shree, this is so like a lot of the emails we're getting, that a lot of people are having this experience of these increasing synchronicities again. Not in the ways that we've had these synchronicity experiences in the past. We're talking about very new, it's synchronicity, but it's synchronicity in an extraordinarily different way. It's like walking into a synchronicity with conscious awareness that it's happening in real time,
mm-hmm.
versus sitting backwards and going, oh, wow, look at that, that, and that. We're actually falling forward into our presence. And when we do that, that is the model of that multidimensional presence. That's when we become that ascended witness that is witnessing the witnesser of the third dimensional witness, thereby healing us at the core. That is what's happening right now. And that's what this giant hummingbird is also about. The week ahead is a fascinating week. There's a lot that's going to be happening. And Shree, I'm looking at the clock. I'm seeing where we are. I think we should say hi to some of these amazing people.
Okay.
So let's
and
bring
then
you
we
guys
can
in.
Talk about the week of the
exactly. And then we're going to share more about that. And we're going to really read this. We're just going to read the ensoulment to you because it really says what's coming on better than we could certainly say it ourselves. So first, let's connect with some of these beautiful people. Where are we going, Shree?
Oh, so many places to go.
There are.
Well, we could start at Pennsylvania.
We're going to Pennsylvania. Hey, Pennsylvania. Namaste. Welcome to the show.
I'm actually in LA. I just have a Pennsylvania number.
Hi, LA.
Well, bridge them both.
I was going to say thank you for that unity energy, right?
Yeah, I'm so thrilled to connect with you both. I am currently going through my own very special conspiracy, and I'm wondering if you guys have any guidance or clarity you can give me on how to proceed through this time.
Wow. Okay. Well, the first thing I want to share with you, my love, is if you can, I just want you to bring your hand to your heart. And as I connected with you, the first thing I felt was like this huge, heavy weight on my chest and my heart. And then for a moment, it took my breath. And then as I relaxed through that, what I'm noticing is that you're right now at a moment where you're right there. You're stuck between two energies. And these energies, it's like there's this one energy that you know and it's comfy and you want to stay there, and this other one that you know you need to be a part of, but you're like, oh my God, can I do this? And it takes your breath away and it distorts what you're really seeing. Yet, when I go inward and connect with you, all I see are what look like beautiful stars all around you. There's like millions of these beautiful, bright, bright little points of light. And this beautiful being is standing behind you, very, very large and very, very elegant, tapping left shoulder, tapping on your left shoulder. And they're saying to you, all you need to do is pick one. There is more than one possibility before you. And they're saying, pick from your heart, not from your fear. And the answer will be very abundantly in front of you. You're also resonating with the number 7 right now. And I keep hearing 7 days. So I would encourage you over the next 7 days to really stay very, very focused on you already know where you're going. You already know what's going to happen. You already know what the best outcome would be. Stay there for the next 7 days, and I think you're going to have a lot more clarity. So thank you for the blessing of you. Yeah, no, thank you for the blessing of you, Angel. Namaste.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, my Angel. Namaste.
Well, let's take a breath.
Where are we going, Sri?
We're heading to Kentucky.
I hear everybody. Hey, Kentucky, namaste.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
This is Rafina.
Hi.
Hi, Rafina.
I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, just enjoying the day. It's a beautiful summer day. Just got through raining here and looking at all the sparkles on all the leaves
pretty.
At nature.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciate having the time with you. Your energy is just so positive, and really appreciate everything that you all do for everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. Thank you.
I do have some things that I'm going through, and today I had a calmness, and I just would like a mini soul.
I am so, first of all, I just want to thank you for bringing Kentucky to us today. I'm enjoying the view. I was really enjoying the dewdrops and what you were sharing and really connecting and feeling that. And I find it very symbolic because it really is part of what's going on in this calmness around you. They're saying that you have brought yourself to a moment where literally you can let things drop. And what you'll see is that you've just got too much on you, baby. And they're saying that as you begin to let things drop, not hard, not like you're throwing them down the steps, you know, but just put them down. They're saying as you just put them down, what you'll notice is that there's more vibrancy around you for that which needs your attention now. And that really it's a moment of rest for you, yet you're not resting. And they're saying, and then when I share that with you, my breath gets tight in my truth chakra, fifth chakra. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to speak. It's time for you to really let yourself be seen without fear. And so there's just all these little drops around you, but they're all illuminated. And that's why you're calm, because your soul has already activated. It's in one. You've called in this one harmony with the physical body. It's like you're getting ready to, it's like you're going to wake up tomorrow get out of bed and you know where you're going. And they're saying, just breathe that in, because that's what's up right now for you. And I thank you for bringing that energy to all of us. May we each wake up tomorrow, throw off the covers, and get out of bed with that beautiful illumination. So thank you for the master you are, and for inviting all of us to remember it as well.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we love you too. My husband cut you off accidentally. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Oh, we love you too, baby.
Oh,
oh, my heart. You know,
there's so many
oh, my
beautiful
heart.
People here.
Look at this call board, you
now,
guys.
I had an interesting flash as I'm looking at all of these callers.
Yeah, honey.
There's somebody here calling that says Gresham, Oregon.
No way. Okay, Gresham, Oregon, you need to know. This is where my husband, you can tell them.
That's where I grew up.
This is where my husband grew up. So we're going to Gresham, Oregon. Namaste, Gresham, Oregon.
Hello.
Hi. Namaste. Welcome, Angel.
I have never called in before. I've listened to you guys a lot, and I just had this, actually it started with a ringing in my ear, very, very loud, and something told me to call in and that I would get through, and this is so amazing that I did. I'm actually in Tigard, but Gresham and Tigard, Portland, the area itself, is all kind of one and the same, I guess you would know, growing up here. So I have just a really complicated situation, and I guess I would like some clarity if you can help me with a mini soul reading.
I'm honored. Thank you. The first thing I want to invite you to do, my love, is relax into the fact that this beautiful harmonic, and I was hearing it all throughout the show, so I'm really glad that Sri got you on the air so you and I can get this kind of mitigated. I think a lot of you are feeling this right now. For me, it's been very, very high pitch right ear since the show started, but it's also in the left ear. Sri has been having this experience, and so here's the first message that is coming to you, because there's three messages that they want you to hear right now. The first message is, and this is coming from a group that you are connected with, that you have not consciously connected with before, but that they are part of your soul heritage and they are part of your lineage. And they are saying, we have been trying to connect with you and you are now ready to receive. And so that's what this is. And they're saying this is why, because I will share with you, my angel, you getting through today, anybody who's getting on the show today, it's a mini miracle. We have well over, well, our call board's full. That's 100 people, but we can take more on hold. And so if you're getting on the show today, this is a miracle. And that's the second message. They're saying that through this illumination, this activation, through this presence and this reconnection, you are ready to remember this miracle presence that you carry within you. And the third message they're saying is that you must attend your feet to the ocean. And so what that would mean is that water is very important for you right now. And so I'm seeing you literally walking on water. And they're saying that this is that energy of illuminated presence. And I would encourage you, put your foot in, go get a pedicure, you know, put your feet in a foot bath, take a bath, drink a lot of water, look at pictures of the ocean, breathe that in, because this unified message for you is that you have entered a new cycle. It is abundant and it is filled with flow. And so breathe and relax into it, and you will indeed manifest through it. And so it is.
Thank you so much.
Many blessings, dear.
I'm so glad I got through. Thank you. Namaste.
So are we. We all are. We love you. Thank you, sweetheart. Whoo, Sri, my breath, huh?
Uh-huh.
You know, are y'all breathing okay? You know, again, we mentioned this yesterday as well. In this energy, and especially of this week, in this rising hummingbird energy and this expansion, remember that this is going to be one of those weeks, because remember, we're culminating in July with what? With resolution. You will know where you stand with everything, everyone. It will just all make sense by the end of this month. And we are starting the unwinding portal into anchoring that understanding started yesterday. It started yesterday. And if you did not get to watch yesterday's show, please go back and watch yesterday's show. It is in the archives. And Just the opposite this week, though. Remember that as this hummingbird portal is rising through the ascended presence and recognition, so are these anchoring energies in polarity that are going to be very much positional. You're going to see things starting to, you know, the way I was sharing it with Sri the other day is, you can only stir cement so long before the stick won't stir anymore. That's what's happening this week. And it's already kind of hard, right? You know, it's like getting really hard to stir it. And so the only way that you're going to be able to unwind that is through stepping up into this joy-filled energy of resolution and witnessing. Remember, we've got to go above the witnesser. Witnessing with this beautiful sense of recognition everything and how it is all coming together. This is that week. It is the week of the giant hummingbird. It is your week to be able to sincerely see it from the ascended perspective.
One of the gifts this hummingbird image and the hummingbird energy gives to us is to remember joy.
Yeah.
You know, so often we get involved. Our consciousness, our attention gets invested in that which we think is important in the moment. There's nothing wrong with that. However, in our investment in, we perhaps are missing a little something or two.
So true.
And so one of the things I want to offer as a reminder is that joy is your signal. Uh-huh. You can be invested in something and doing something, and if you're feeling joy, then you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. Joy
it's
is a signal from the soul that you are where you need to be, doing what you need to be doing, and enjoy it.
In every single way. And Sri, as I'm here on the call board, as you're sharing too, I'm hearing that Kansas City is wanting to speak to us. Hey, Kansas City, namaste.
Welcome
to the show. Hi, Kansas City. Okay, Kansas. Oh. Hi, there we are. And there we're not.
Okay, a little trouble with the microphone.
Hello? Hi, there we are. Woohoo! Mercury is retrograde.
Did you say Kansas City?
I did. And we hear you beautifully, okay. Angel. Welcome.
It's Overland Park, Kansas.
Oh, well, welcome.
Thank
welcome.
You.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I was reading, I have a question. I was reading the lesson 4 of 12 Lessons of Light.
Uh-huh.
And I was hearing a sound of a music, a song on my left ear.
Mm.
Beautiful sound. Is that come from my soul or what is it?
Before I say anything, sweetheart, where do you think it's coming from?
Uh-huh.
Where do you think it's coming from?
I think it's coming from my soul.
Now put your hand on your heart and take in a breath and close your eyes and ask, is this true? And tell me what, yes, honey, yes. You don't need me to tell you anything. You know, you're extraordinary.
And I wanted to see if I can get a mini soul reading. I actually started waking up in October 2018. It wasn't not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of stuff been happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, to know if I'm on the right path or.
You're making me cry. I see it. Oh, honey, I see it. Number one, are you on the right path? Yes. Oh, sweetheart, you really are. And you really are. And it's really quite beautiful because all around you, it's like they're these soft, soft beings. To me, it's almost like they're wearing, we would call like feathery outfits. And they're very soft around you. And they're holding you. And they are loving you. And they're whispering to you. And they just keep saying, do not worry, you will not fail. Do not worry, we have you. Do not worry, if you trip, it will be soft, for we will catch you. And so the reason that you got through today and that we have the blessing of connecting with you is because your heart needs to know you are absolutely on the right path and you are absolutely on track. Your intuition is outrageous. It touches my heart so deeply. And I see what's around you, baby. We don't need to talk about that on the air. I see it. That's why I'm crying. I just need you to know.
Okay.
I just need you to know. Do not doubt yourself.
Yes.
You have spectacular intuition. And what you're discovering is real. And anytime you doubt yourself, you call me again. I love you, and I am so glad you brought this to all of us today. Thank you for being on the planet, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Thank you.
Namaste.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too, sweetheart. You're an angel. Thank you. Oh,
no, just and
I need to catch my breath.
Everybody is such a reflection.
Oh my God, you guys are amazing.
Reflects.
Wow.
I think we live in a giant disco ball.
You think?
And the little
truth rays
reflecting.
Right, first one on the floor. Right. I'm sorry.
The one thing I want to just emphasize for everybody is you can't mess this up.
You can't.
Your life is your journey. That is your spiritual journey.
Absolutely.
And as long as we pay attention, we may find we invested energy in something that we choose not to continue. That's not a mistake. That's discernment. That's saying I am on the right path. I'm knowing what's appropriate for me and what's not. And we trust our heart, trust our guidance, and you can't mess it up.
So, angels, I'm looking at our clock, because if I don't look at our clock, I'd be like, what do you mean we're out of time, Sri? Because it always goes so fast. So a couple things. Because this week's energy is so profound and so powerful, we want to share with you, and call board, you all hang on there,
yeah,
okay?
We'll do that.
And emails, we're going to do our best, but I will promise you this. If we do not get to your emails today, make sure you tune in to Soul Mirrors Be Amazed this Thursday night at 5 p.m. right here at OnenessTalkRadio.com. over at YouTube and at all the affiliates. Sri and I have been very happy, Sri is my producer, to bring forward this show that features co-hosts. So every week I have the honor and blessing to co-host someone who has also been on this journey. And together we arrive at the end of the show. We all journey together on every show through these stories to discover what's awakening in us and why we're together in that moment. So we are going to start integrating a lot of our emails into that show with our co-host every Thursday night. So that's why I wanted to bring that forward. This week, my guest is Masha Sigurdsson, an incredible Russian immigrant who is an illuminated healer with an extraordinarily powerful story to tell, especially for this moment in history. Try to check us out. And so I'm bringing that forward, Sri, because I'm feeling strongly we need to say hi to another caller.
Okay,
and then I think we need to talk about and read the ensoulment. What do you guys think?
Sounds
you guys
good.
Think that's
we
good?
Have time
is that
for
good?
Both, for sure.
All right. So Sri, I'm feeling very strongly we need to go. Here we are. There we are. I was really feeling strongly Canada. There she is, or he is, not sure. We're going to Ontario. Namaste, Ontario. Welcome.
Oh, my gosh, it's me.
Hi, me.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh, I was never feeling that. Like, when you said about this caller, I was like, oh, my gosh, it's me. Wow. Oh, my gosh, my heart. I just love you guys so much. I'm really happy you chose me. Like, wow.
Honey, you were radiating. All I saw was Ontario, Canada, like big neon, loving light. And so thank you for being here with us, Angel. It's a wonderful moment.
Oh, thank you. Like, it's hard to even talk because my throat is just, I have all this, I don't know what to call it. I feel so good, you know? I just love you guys so much. And I tuned in yesterday, and was it yesterday and the day before? I can't remember. It just feels like, I don't know if you guys can feel it, but my heart is like pounding.
I can.
I'm very happy.
Yes, you are.
And I've had a lot of things happen, like, through my journey here. And I ended up being so lost. Like, it was so weird for me. But then all of a sudden, within like a day, I was just back totally like where I needed to be, and I forgive myself completely for everything, and I forgive everybody in my path. Like, I just, I'm gonna cry because I forgive it all, and I'm really happy about that. And while I was waiting, I was thinking, what do I want to say, like, except for thank you and I love you. Like, there's no specific thing, but I do feel like everything is happening as it should. But I would really love like a mini, one of those little mini soul reading things.
Oh, it'd be my honor. Angel, first of all, I just want to say you are the hummingbird. As I'm listening to you, you are, Angel, and you are a colorful, bright, beautiful, illuminated hummingbird, and you are spreading that joy. You are that presence, and the reading that these beautiful angelic beings around you, wow, do you have a group, want you to hear is they're saying, Now just continue being this, that with every breath, everything you have just said radiates in your breath. It radiates in your eyes. It radiates in your energy. And I stand before you with my hands in prayer position, bowing before your mastery and illumination. And I thank you for waking up. I thank you for being on the planet. And I just want you to feel my arms around you right now, because really, honey, all I want to do is hold you and love you and say thank you. You are a gift to us all. And thank you for being here right now.
Thank you. Oh, I'm shaking.
Oh, honey.
But, like, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. It is a good thing. Yeah.
Much love.
We love you, sweetheart. Yeah. Namaste.
I love both of you. Thank you so much.
Namaste, honey. Bye.
So
I know why we had to go there before we read the insolvent. I mean, could we have all not just have received a more beautiful gift than connecting with that extraordinary angel? Thank you, beloved Ontario, Canada. And so I want to share with you guys that about a month ago, this was shortly after Sri's second, you know, emergency where we nearly lost his life. And you guys know that whole, we don't need to talk about it. I was really called to bring this Incan artifact reproduction into my personal space, into my desk. And I'm going to show it to you guys. We weren't sure if we were going to do this, but I clearly heard, especially after the what we just had. So you'll see, there it is. And I purchased this at the museum here. Those of you that come to Cosmic Origins know that we have a very beautiful relationship with the curator of the museum here, and we all work with these artifacts. Well, this one I had commissioned and made, and I had no idea why until literally yesterday. And when the divine directors came through yesterday, and when this insolvent came in that Sri was going to read, you can even see in this photo, and I made sure you saw the whole photo. That's my computer screen right there. So you can see how big this is. And that's my big Mac, you know, that I have. And you can see how big this is. Now, obviously, when I bought it, none of the things that I put on it were there. But you'll notice that at Star Consciousness, I glued on a moonstone. And you'll notice at the throat, I had glued on this green healing lotus made of gems. And you'll notice that her necklace is a mother bird with all of the eggs in it. And you'll notice that I glued right here this beautiful, it's like a turquoise obsidian combination in a teardrop, so that this mother was able to offer this divine guidance. And that's a hand-carved Ganesha at the bottom of it from a tegu nut. And then a Shiva eye. Of course, you'll see that it has all of the Rudraksha around it. And if we move back up, her ears are two more birds. And and then if you look up at her hair is more birds. And I had no idea why I had to have this and why I was called to decorate it. And then you'll notice I was then called to bring the beautiful Saraswati energy next to her. And I was told to elevate Saraswati. And as of just a few days ago, maybe 2 days ago, you'll notice the necklace there that is draped around Saraswati, which I lovingly call the Monica. It was designed by Monica. I was very much called to put that on Saraswati and to have Saraswati guiding this bird woman, which is at my office. And there's a lot more there. But the reason I'm sharing it is I didn't understand why this happened until yesterday morning. And for those of you, again, that were at our show yesterday afternoon and we were late, it was my fault because I was just coming back from being with the Divine Directors. It was a very long insolvent. And I asked Sri to go through it because I cannot discern what is for me maybe or what is for him and what is for all of us right now. So my beloved Sri has done that. And I think in the spirit of our beautiful caller,
yes,
and our hummingbird, yeah, and our hearts, I'm going to invite you all to just relax and let your breath relax and bring your hands to your heart. And Sri, I'll let you continue and share. And we've promised to read this to all of you because this is really the essence of the week ahead.
Yeah.
And it starts telling us about August as well. So let's take a breath together.
As we breathe, we relax. Each breath, whew, I am here.
Yeah.
I am safe.
Yeah.
I am whole.
Yes.
And this sharing comes through from the divine directors. Just breathe and be present to the energy in the words, and then we'll continue. Gazing from the center of the circle and seeing the vastness, yet the clarity of the single point along the way, the transcendent nature of perception deepens and reality reawakens. This is why the moment upon this single point along the way is of such divine importance. The week ahead is one that will shift the balance yet again. And, as is to be expected, through this process and experience of retrograde energy, is that a deeper unwinding is being revealed. It is through this unwinding that the energy of the giant hummingbird is once more coming forward. This unwinding experience of energy has called forward an open portal of crystalline light that illuminates through the presence of the image of a giant hummingbird. For the ray of light is one that immediately connects with joy and transcendence. It is confirmation of the expanded connection and an awareness of the elasticity of the perception of time. This is the moment to relax into ever deeper communication with your divine nature. Invite your nervous system to relax and open to the flow of pure crystalline light through all that you are. Breathing crystalline light, bathing in crystalline light, experiencing crystalline light flowing through your veins, and fully opening all of your eyes to the greater crystalline light that is before you. This is a rare and beauty-filled moment. And for those who are experiencing the density as their journey, the mirror of the divine opposite will also reveal itself as well. This is your moment to stand and be the ascended mother. Let go of your gender identity and recognize that together we are all able to unify as the presence and empowered being of the Ascended Mother. She will have her moment to birth fully in the month ahead, and in this moment is the gift of experiencing this resurrection energy as a force of peace, love, and joy. So, beloved ones, as you simply breathe and be, allow the energy of gratitude to come forward for whatever you did or did not experience, whatever you did or did not feel. Mm-hmm. I am grateful. I am guided.
I am guided.
And all is well.
All is well. You know, I just want to share with all of you that even though that comes through me, that was really the first time I've heard it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about all of you, but I'm feeling a heart pain. And as I connect, it really helps deepen the awareness, certainly within me, for the week ahead of the extraordinary blessing we are being offered if we can invite ourselves to really hold witnessing presence. This is an intense week ahead. There will be many mirrors reflected, and there will be more than anything an opportunity for you, through your joy, through your recognition, through just being who you are, from not allowing or inviting that energy to steer you another way, you will illuminate those who are going to be needing illumination. And you won't need to say anything. It'll just be walking into a room. it'll just be being in that right store. It'll be meeting that right person at the right time. This is that moment where we can all shine, where we can just be the walking presence of our witnessing self. Now, for those of you that have been joining us on Tuesday nights in the Lineage Holder, you already know what I'm talking about. And this coming Tuesday night, I think what's going to be so powerful, whether you're with us live or not, it doesn't matter. We know you're there in spirit, and we are so grateful, is that this Tuesday, we will collectively, for the first time, go together to really understand our own divine lineage experience, to stand in the center of that circle that is the closest we could ever explain time in this form, in this mind experience. And when we do that together with a heart that is freed from the pain that I'm feeling right now, the next phase opens. So this is a very important week. It is the hummingbird. It is the ability to unwind from the unwinding and to be able to stand in our truth, supported and feeling safe and knowing that indeed this is why we took birth. Remember, by the end of this month, you'll know why you're here and you will be really clear. And that is the gift. And just the converse, the mirror of that, means those in density will be more confused than ever. Hmm. And that cement's getting really hard to stir. And with what's coming in August, and you just heard a little bit about August, yes. And we have a lot more to share about August next weekend. What's coming in August is that for some people, that stick is going to be stuck. And now they're in cement. And that's kind of hard to get out of without cutting off your legs or something, right? So it's going to be a fascinating journey.
Yeah.
And so are you winding it or are you unwinding it? And to unwind it is to also let go of the resistance within the mind that would seek to own that which is trying to seek you to stop.
Mm.
It's a big moment. Take a breath. And I think we need to do some Om Aum, Sri. Tell them where they can do that.
Absolutely.
Because I'm feeling your breath and I'm feeling this heart pain. It's like, Om Aum breath, por favor.
Your liberation lies on the breath.
And as always.
We are able to bring our conscious attention to the breath.
Go learn this. It's really easy and it's free.
It begins in small ways. You
it
can
does.
Practice simply by hand on heart and follow the breath to your heart center and simply notice. The practice Kira is referring to is available in our app. It's free.
It's exclusively in our app. So go to the App Store at Apple. Go to Google Play. Spiritual Mastery. It's hard for me to say.
Spiritual Mastery. It's a free
app. Download it. And in the free portion, you don't even have to upgrade or anything, is this extraordinary video where my husband coaches you through this breath practice along with lots of other meditations that can help during a moment of, I need reassurance.
It's important
not to hold your breath. Am I not crazy, right? This is important. And so it's a big moment.
It is. And it's important, just a little teaser. Om, so many people are familiar with. Aum is the balancing energy.
And everything
so
in
we
balance.
We learn to practice with the manifest and the unmanifest. And this breath is truly will anchor peace into your life.
It's worth it.
And I want to say a little hello. I just popped up the screen and looked at YouTube. So many
Hi, lovely YouTube comments. I'm looking at you over here.
And yes, thank you for acknowledging the beautiful and soulmate.
Hey,
and
we love you.
And your concern and your love are felt and appreciated very much.
We love you, YouTube. And Sri, I'm gonna you're telling me that's really kind of like a nudge. Go over here. Wow, look what's been going over on here.
I'm over here at
Oneness Talk Radio Chat. And so much going on over here too. You guys rock. You really rock. And Sri, can I sneak in another one or two?
Time.
All right, let's go through. We have so many of you on hold. Okay, I am seeing right here that we need to go to, it looks like we're going where? It just says Texas. Hey, Texas. Howdy, Texas.
Oh my gosh. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Welcome.
Namaste.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, you're on. We got you, babe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was prompted to call. It's my first time ever calling anybody.
Wow.
I first of all, I want to say that I'm honored to have witnessed the miracle that recently happened with Surrey.
Thank
and
you.
Recovery. And
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Oh. I think it's something that everybody, it gave everybody a boost, and I really appreciate it. So I was prompted to call in and ask for a mini soul reading.
Oh. You touched my heart.
My name's
Wendy. Hi, Wendy. Well, mwah. First of all, thank you. Thank you for the mastery blessing that you are, because it was your help. Every one of you that connected, that got Sri through this. He is literally a walking medical miracle. Every doctor in the hospital had to come shake his hand, and it's because of you. And so first
there were
we
so
say
many prayers and energies
thank you.
That I consciously
thank
felt.
You. We are so grateful for you. We really are. And I do need to share with you that as I'm listening to you right now, I'm immediately, you see my face if you're watching me on the video, like I just want to smile when I connect with you because you have the cutest little, like these little, how do I describe them? They're like little fairy creatures and they're so freaking adorable and they're like little chubby and they're in their cute little colors and little wings and they're all around you and you're like looking down at them and laughing and you're like, wait a minute, that tickles. And they're like, that's the point. And they're saying that you have like all of these extraordinary visual ideas and they're saying that you are every color. You are the rainbow. You are the smile. You are the sunshine. And they're saying that go forth and like I'm seeing you go to a playground. I want you to go get on a swing set. I want you to go get on a I'm serious. I want you to go get on a slide.
I love the play.
Yeah, well, duh. I see it. It's all they're showing me. And they're saying play first, manifest always. And that's what they want you to hear, my angel. And thank you for that reminder. I love that. May we all go play first and manifest always. I can't think of a better way to call energy into this show. And by the way, I need to tell you, the lineage holder magic number to really have positive shift was 444, which we achieved and went far beyond. When we called on you were showing 44 minutes. You've got a lot going on, angelically. It's your time, baby. Take advantage.
I've been seeing 144 for a week everywhere.
I'm not surprised. It's all over you. It's all over you. Right on. I love you. Thank you.
So much. I love you guys so much.
We love you, sweetheart.
Many blessings, dear.
Many blessings. Namaste.
You know, and this is
your heart.
Oh, I'm just feeling
you lovely. Guys are the best. I don't know who gets more every Sunday, you or us being with you.
You know, one of the things I just am smiling about is that so often we are so serious about what we're involved with, and to be able to smile and enjoy the synchronicities, the many miracles, because those are your normal, that's your life.
And to be able
to take a conscious breath anytime you're feeling contracted, constricted, or otherwise frumpy,
or grumpy,
to take that conscious breath and remember, I am a divine being having
right?
my human experience.
How easy is that? It takes a second, right?
And as we practice having mercy on ourselves, we have mercy on others, and the world just rotates more freely.
And we rotate better because we're connected with you every week right here. Beloved angels, this week, let it ride. Remember, those of you that have the app, that have the Amethyst, you do get your audio weekly update from Sri and I. Look for the update in your app tonight.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.